Another device headed for the wearable graveyard? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. A new wearable from tech startup Humane promises to bring an AI assistant to your lapel. The AI pin starts at $700 plus a monthly data plan. It attaches to your shirt and operates with voice commands or a digital interface projected onto the palm of your hand. But the reviews are not good.
This thing is bad at almost everything it does, basically all the time. Where do I even start?
It is futuristic, for sure, if the future sucked.
The pin is not worth the money. Not yet, and probably not anytime soon.
Yikes. Those were reviews by YouTuber Marques Brownlee, Engadget's Sherilyn Lowe, and David Pierce at The Verge. The panning of the pin comes after 5 years in development, $240 million in funding, and partnerships with the likes of OpenAI, Microsoft, and Salesforce. So what went wrong? I asked Victoria Song, senior reviewer at The Verge, what this device was supposed to be for.
Actually, I think one of the biggest questions about the pin in general is, like, how are we supposed to be using this, right? It's gotten compared to the Star Trek communicators a lot. and it's one of those things where the things that they're trying to sell us on AI is that it's this vision of ambient computing, right? So your gadgets are with you in the world. They're not screens. They are devices that are helping you kind of contextualize things and make calculating everyday things easier. And the problem with that is that not everyone lives the same life. Not everyone lives the same experiences. So I think there's just a little friction as to how we talk about the problem that this is trying to solve. Like, what is the problem? I don't think everyone really has a clear idea.
Well, I think it's interesting that you mentioned Star Trek, because I think sort of in an, you know, in a kind of like sci-fi fantasy, it looks amazing to be able to have so much capability at your fingertips, you know, without having to deal with a screen. But I think the kind of reality of wearables or you know, technology without screens right now is that they are often kind of cumbersome. You know, I often get frustrated with it. Often takes me longer to do something that would have taken 30 seconds on a screen.
Absolutely. And some of that, it's like I liken it a lot to learning a new language. Because when you have kind of little like programmed pathways that you're used to, those are just so much easier because you don't have to think. There's no thought involved. But when you learn a new language, and by using these devices, you are in a sense learning a new language because you're learning new prompts. You're learning how to talk to AI. It's not the same way that you just talk to yourself, right? So you have spent decades of your life at this point learning how to navigate computer menus. And that's baked into the way we interact with our phones. Like, we all know that the three-bar menu means more. Hmm. Like, there's no translation there. You've grown up knowing that. That is native to you. Giving a command to an AI voice assistant, that is something you have to learn how to speak that language. You have to learn the prompt. And so that's one reason why I think people in general sometimes get these devices and they're like, oh, this is so cumbersome. This is so frustrating to use. And then on the other end of that, one of the issues that we've seen people have with the Humane AI pin is that it's not working through your phone, right? It's meant to be completely screenless. It's meant so you can leave your phone at home, which means it needs its own cellular connection, which means it's constantly asking a server the answers to your question. So it has to send the question up to the cloud and has to sit and has to process, and then it has to come back down. So you're waiting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds. 7 seconds. Well, that's impressive when you consider what it's actually doing. But when you consider that your phone is instant, you're not waiting 7 seconds. You're not even waiting a second. That's an eternity. That's just so unbearably long because you've been trained to know how long something should take. It should be instant. It should be at your fingertips. So you can kind of see the disconnect between, oh my God, it only took 7 seconds. That's actually quite impressive. But your phone only takes 30 milliseconds. So it's not good enough.
We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. We're back with Victoria Song at The Verge. So you have spent some time with this device. What did you try to do with it, and what did you think?
So my colleague David Pierce did the full review, but he called me in for the translation section of it because I do speak some other languages, and that was an unmitigated disaster.
迷子の子猫ちゃん, あなたのお家をどこですか?
That's just gibberish.
It was just repeating what I was saying in an accent, which that I didn't understand what was happening. So like my best guess is that it was stuck thinking I was speaking something else. It's not to say that there's no innovation here. There is. It's just kind of, it's $700 with a $24 monthly subscription, and it's not working in the way that you would want something that costs that much to do. So I think this is going to be one of those cases where you see a company that had a really cool idea and did not get the timing right, is my take on it.
You wrote about some of your expectations for the Humane AI Pin last fall when some of the initial marketing materials started coming out, and pointed out in an early kind of criticism of it, which is that with a wearable, you have to want to wear it. What's the problem with this?
Right. So for a wearable to be successful, you have to wear it most hours of the day. And let's look at this pin, right? It's heavier than you would think a lot of things to be. If you look at the marketing images, it's generally on outerwear, right? It's on jackets, it's on cardigans, it's on thicker materials. And there's a reason for that, because if you were to stick that on a really flimsy, like a silk shirt, it would drag. And you can see it on reviewers. You can see it, like, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go look at pictures of reviewers wearing it in the real world, and you can see it drag on like sweaters and on t-shirts. And we're vain creatures. Humans are vain. Are you gonna wear a pin that doesn't look good with your fit? Maybe you leave it at home, right? Those are some of the design elements of wearables that this pin's form factor doesn't tick all the right boxes.
The Star Trek version of an AI virtual assistant that attaches to your shirt, I mean, it's, you know, sounds pretty good in concept. What would it take for this AI pin to be worthwhile?
It would need to work. Like, it would just need to work most of the time. And I really think that if they had been able to have a really seamless user experience, we would be having a very different conversation right now. But basically, every single review that has come out on the Humane AI Pin has just been like, it is a pain to get working. It just tells you wrong answers sometimes because AI hallucinates. Or it's just not intuitive. There's a lot of friction. So once you have the friction, you're just like, oh, it's just easier to pull out my phone. Has to be easier than using your phone for it to work. And it's not.
That was Victoria Song at The Verge. We've got more from Victoria and her colleagues at The Verge about their hands-on experience with the Humane AI Pin. The review is at our website, marketplacetech.org. And speaking of a sci-fi fantasy of an AI-assisted future, last year we did a whole series looking back at the 2013 movie Her, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson. Production designer KK Barrett told us he purposely tried to free the characters from constantly looking at screens when he was designing the tech of that future world, in part as a reaction to our present reality, but also because it makes for a pretty dull movie. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.